Our next guest on the program is the author of more than 10 books, host of a podcast, a yoga teacher, and a happiness mentor. Her newest book is entitled Lost and Found in the Land of Manana, Wild-Hearted Living in an Imperfect World. Chrissy Gruninger joins us. Chrissy, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me on, Rich.
The premise of the book is a very interesting one in the search for paradise and peace and satisfaction. You moved to Costa Rica thinking that that would be a move to paradise and finding that at least initially it was anything but that for you.
It was. It was definitely a shocker when I arrived. I had a lot of people tell me here that it was going to be different than all the traveling that I had done previously, but actually, moving here was a whole different story, and that's how this book came about to be as well. It wasn't the book I thought I was going to write, but I really liked the way it turned out.
And as you've found your journey here of self-discovery, I would assume, you found out that it's all about determining what the new normal is, and that's not just for you, but for all of us.
It is. It's about figuring out where you can be happy where you are. And I was happy in California. I just wasn't all that healthy. But I know a lot of people who really think, if I just move somewhere else, if I just get a different job, if I just have a baby or get married or whatever it may be, then life will get better. And really, like, especially moving to a different country, life actually gets a whole lot harder. And your problems might follow you. So, you know, some of them might be left behind, but you may find some new problems that you really weren't expecting before. So it really is about finding happiness where you are and looking within and just being true to who you are and who you want to be and how you want to show up in the world.
What were some of the challenges that you faced after making the move?
When I first moved, first it was a whole new culture and, you know, a new language. I knew some Spanish, but not a whole lot. And it was very different. I was trying to be an entrepreneur for the first time in my life. And so that was a new world and working in a country that does business very, very differently. And then just there were things like that I didn't really expect, like sexism, which I understand that it is a country that has a bit of machismo to it, but I didn't understand the full breadth of it until I was actually immersed inside of it.
So as we try to find our true path, what's a good starting point for people?
I think it's about really knowing who you are and how you want to show up in the world. Not so much what the status quo says, what society says, but who really are you? Who what do you stand for? And just be yourself. So often we're told, like, you have to get married by the time you're 25, and you have to have kids, and you have to do this, and fortunately, I think a lot of that is changing in today's society in the U.S., but there's still some of that that's lingering. And people need to know that if they don't want to do what society says, you know, as long as it's still legal, you know, I say go for it. Like, live the life that you want to live. I think that's the first step, is figuring out what life do you really want to be living.
We're talking with author Chrissy Gruninger here on Downtown. So as you try to find your place and find out where you belong, is that solely an internal search, that it's not about the place you live, it's not about the address or where you hang your hat?
It's a little bit of that, but it's more about first figuring out what you really want. And if you really want, you know, then go and explore that. But maybe, you know, you're so happy right where you are in Maine, and you know, you just have to find a new group of people or new activities, new hobbies. Go out exploring, do something different. You know, if you're feeling like you're stuck in neutral where you are, I invite you to go and try something new, try something different, even if it's just a different food. Just start opening up your mind to different ways of doing things and living and seeing the world in different ways.
And as part of this, is part of this too, Chrissy, embracing the journey, where we get so caught up in thinking about the destination and the final result, and so many people tend to be goals-oriented that you don't enjoy getting there. Is it important to slow down and take a look at that?
Oh, yeah. I would actually throw out the whole destination. because along the way, you may turn right, turn left. It may not be the road that you think you're going to be on. So I would say completely throughout the destination, enjoy the journey that you're on. Know that you're probably going to fall down a couple of times. And I just invite you to like bounce back up and keep moving forward, or whichever direction, you know, the path is taking you in that moment. But the destination often changes the way we end. So don't be so tied to that end result, especially that's where a lot of people, when they fail at something, then they think, well, I'll never make it there. I'll never make it to that end result. So I guess I'll just give up now. And I invite you to just keep going, like take a different road or, you know, trot off on a different path, but keep going and see where the path takes you. Just don't give up.
What does it mean from your perspective to be truly sanguine?
So for me, it means to be able to accept all of the things that's happening in your life and really acknowledge that it's happening for a reason. So, you know, I like to use the example of it's both sunny and rainy in my life. And at some point I get to make a rainbow out of all of it, because the rain came yesterday and it was a terrible day, but I'm going to find a way to turn that all around and look at it from a different perspective and just accept, yeah, it rained yesterday and it sucked and it's, it's had a bad day, but today's going to be a new day. It's a fresh day. I can start fresh and I can keep going. And being sanguine to me means that it's about having having an optimistic outlook, but it's just taking the good with the bad and making the most of everything.
How much of this is about being able to be honest with yourself, understand who you are, both your strengths and your weaknesses?
Oh, 100%. 100%. You have to know where you excel at, and also, you know, things that you don't do well, either work on those, or just accept the fact that you don't do them well. There's things that we don't do well. You know, if you hand me a soccer ball, I'm not going to play well. And I'm just going to accept that that's not my thing. But, you know, give me something else and I'm going to excel at it. And so it's not about being perfect. It's about finding what we love to do and accepting the fact that we are perfectly imperfect.
I was looking at your website and I was skimming through the happiness quiz that you have there at ChrissyGruninger.com. And it seems too that a part of this, along with understanding yourself, is giving back to other people in your community, in society. And that when you're able to do that, that also increases, I would assume, your level of self-satisfaction.
So much so. It's really important that we not only work to benefit ourselves, but also what are we doing out in the world? And it's just kind of like it's just that good feeling that you get throughout the day. And that also promotes that sanguine feeling of, okay, I can't do everything right and not everything is going right in my life, but I know I can give back to this person or I can give forward to this person. And that just kind of builds up your sanguine mentality. And so, yeah, it is very important that we look at all the different aspects of what we're doing in the world and how we're showing up and see what we can do better.
So what would be a couple of daily habits that would be good for people to incorporate as they perhaps begin this journey?
You know, I really think that it's important to start off your mornings right. And it doesn't matter what it is that you like to do. You know, maybe it's taking a walk, maybe it's meditating, maybe it's going for a run or yoga. But it's about kind of starting the process of acknowledging the morning. Like, this is the start of your day and you get to set the tone for the rest of the day with whatever you do in the morning. And so, sure, you can hit that snooze button a whole lot of times and be miserable and not want to get out of bed, but wouldn't it be so much better if you really figured out a way to get yourself motivated in the morning and happy to be awake and happy to be going to whatever it is that you're going to be doing today, you know, out in work or life or whatever it may be.
So is there anything external, Chrissy, whether it's money or acclaim, can any of those things really be a path to happiness if you're not feeling it yourself from the inside?
No, not at all. Nothing. Nothing will bring you happiness. You really have to learn how to make it on your own without all the external stuff. Like, I call that like superficial fluff. it's not necessary to be happy. And yes, sometimes having things make us a little bit happier. When I got a Roomba, I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy to have a Roomba. When I find yellow lemons, which don't exist in Costa Rica, I am really happy. But it's those moments where I'm really excited and I can really be grateful for all of the other things that I have in my life. And I just have to accept that there's certain things that aren't going to come to me. And, you know, either I have to be patient or I just have to accept this is the life that I have right now. And it's not about money and it's not about having a car or a fancy car or whatever it may be. It's about my life in this moment. And that's what makes me happy.
Are there additional challenges? I assume there have to be when you're dealing with relationships, family members, and those kind of things. And how do you take care of yourself? And it's important to take care of yourself before you help other people out, even the ones closest to you.
It is. I mean, that's why they say on the airplanes, you know, always put the air mask on yourself before you help someone else. You have to be able to take care of yourself first. You have to be able to, you know, get enough sleep, get enough nourishing food in you, have the energy, and then you can go and give to others. And there's always going to be others knocking on our door, whether it's, you know, if you have kids or you have a husband or wife or whatever it may be, a partner, your work relationships, your boss, everybody wants a piece of you. But you do, in order to really show up, you have to be able to take care of yourself first, feel good about you, your body, your mind, your heart, your soul, and then you can give so much more freely and fully to other people when they need it.
That's great advice. The book is entitled Lost and Found in the Land of Manana, Wild-Hearted Living in an Imperfect World. Check out her website as well at chrissygreninger.com. Chrissy, thanks so much for visiting with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Rich. This was really fun. It was great to talk with you.